Running a business keeps you on your toes. Wouldn't it be great if your internet connection could keep up? Introducing Business Class Fiber from Vox. It's super fast, reliable, and highly cost-effective. You get unlimited calls to all SA destinations, and it's scalable. So no matter the size of your business, you've still got room to grow. Get connected with Business Class Fiber from Vox and see what super fast internet really means. For more information, visit vox.co.za.
Bitco is revolutionizing the way businesses connect. We're taking on your connectivity challenges and shooting our high-speed fiber internet across the country. Not just for some, but for everyone. Fiber is not a luxury, but a necessity. For business, for life, for you. And being connected is everything. So network with a Tier 1 internet provider and take your business to the next level of connectivity. Bitco.co.za. Connectivity is everything.
Thank you for listening to the Tech Central podcast. I'm Duncan McLeod, and I'm in Bedford View in Johannesburg today at the head office of Baldwin Properties. It might seem a bit off topic for a tech podcast, but Baldwin, which listed on the JSE about 2 years ago, is making a play in the fiber telecommunications market through a new subsidiary created about 6 months ago called Baldwin Fiber. Now, I'm with the MD of that business today, Andre Pillay. Andre, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Before we delve into the fiber side of the business, please could you take me through a bit of the background on Baldwin? You've been around, from what I could ascertain in my research this morning, about two decades now. You're focused on affordable but upmarket housing in fast-growing and dense urban nodes. Please tell us a bit more about the business and also why it decided to list on the JSE.
Sure. So Baldwin Properties is founded by Steve Briggs, the current CEO of Baldwin. The business primarily operates in the middle to upper sectional title townhouse market. Mm-hmm. We currently operate in Pretoria, in Johannesburg, in the Western Cape, Milnerton, Somerset West, and quite recently in Ballito in KwaZulu-Natal. So we are the largest sectional title home builder in South Africa. Apartment starts from $699 up to $1799. That's our sweet spot in the business. That's where we focus in. We acquired an innovative company. We focus on providing lifestyle facilities in our estates, which provides us with a competitive advantage. In our estates, we have an Amici Pizzeria, Camelot Spa, squash courts, gym, and various other facilities to provide value-added services to the residents. I think that's where our focus area is providing quality service to our clients. We listed on the JSE 2 years ago, October 2015, and in order to grow and expand our profile as a business. So we believe we can provide good quality products to South Africa and make a difference.
Okay. So one of those value-added services is obviously fiber, and we'll get to that in a minute. But how many developments do you have to date, and what are your specific focus areas? Why do you decide to build in a particular area?
So currently, we've built 77 estates over the last 21 years, with over 18,000 apartments being built. So we were able to provide 18,000 homes to South Africans. All our estates are strategically located in key target areas. We, as I've mentioned before, we focus on the key metropolitan areas, Johannesburg, Durban, the Western Cape. So we focus on providing homes to young professionals, young families, retirees. And all our estates, we try to have them close to key amenities such as schools, hospitals, gyms as well, in terms of if they want to, all amenities which we can offer. So we put a lot of effort into make sure that locations are quite key and convenient for our clients.
I noticed driving through the Midrand area recently that there's a lot of Baldwin development in the area, and that waterfall, that new waterfall node, that looks like a big growth area for Baldwin.
Yes, quite a big area. So last year, probably during March, we purchased the waterfall property rights, the right to develop in the waterfall area. We purchased development rights for a value of $1.5 billion from the Waterfall Investment Company, and which is part of the Mia family. And through that, we purchased the development rights to develop 15,000 homes in the waterfall area. Two of the developments we've already started and commenced and already handed over apartments to the clients, one of which is the Polar Fields. The Polar Fields in Waterfall consists of 1,512 apartments, and Cuckoo, which consists of over 1,000 apartments. Over the last 6 months, we've constructed and handed over the first few phases of those developments.
Okay.
So quite a significant achievement that was.
Okay. So about 6 months ago, you created a new business called Baldwin Fibre. Is that a wholly owned subsidiary of Baldwin Properties?
Yes, it's 100% held by Baldwin Properties Limited.
Okay. So what's the thinking behind it? Why create a separate business?
Our CEO of Baldwin Properties, Steve Brooks, has the vision of creating an annuity income stream into the business in order to provide sufficient cash resources to the company to allow the business to weather all sorts of economic cycles. So in a tough market condition environment where the macros are is not looking so great, these annuity income stream businesses will support the larger Baldwin Properties group.
Okay, so you've started, we were chatting just before we started recording today, you've started with the rollout of fiber into the first complex.
Yes.
Which one is that?
Yes.
And why did you identify that one first?
So the first development we did is Malachite in Greenstone. The total development size is 290 apartments. We undertook the installation of the infrastructure as a proof of concept. Most of our developments that we're doing going forward exceeds 1,000 apartments. So it was quite a nice, small little development to prove the concept that we can actually do it. And I'm proud to say that we actually delivered. Our first clients went live last week, and we actually delivered what we said.
So did you have the ducts in place to blow the fiber through already, or did you have to do trenching? How did it actually work?
At the Malachite development, there were existing sleeves and ducts, which we used to blow the fiber through. But for all new developments, we're going to install the ducts ourselves and reticulate on a phase-by-phase basis. Baldwin Properties in our states, we build on a phase-by-phase basis, which means throughout development, we build in each phase is about 50 units in a phase, so which we construct every 3 months. So we don't install the fiber infrastructure in the whole estate on day one. As the development progresses through the phases of a development, we install the fiber infrastructure. So from a risk point of view, Baldwin Fiber is quite a good, strong, robust business.
Right. So I presume that in any future developments that Baldwin does, it's going to put the ducts in as part of the construction process that'll be there and ready to accept the fiber to be blown through into each apartment.
Yes. So for each phase constructed, the ducts will be pre-installed. We're going to pre-install all ONTs into the apartments. So when the client arrives on handover day, the fiber is ready.
Okay.
All is needed for is the client to contact the ISP, get signed up, and activate the client. There's no installation that needs to be done after handover. The fiber infrastructure network is going to be ready up and pre-installed, to provide that added quality service to the client.
So like other fiber providers, you're going to be able to choose the ISP that you want to contract with. You don't have to contract with Baldwin as the internet service provider. Do you even provide internet services?
So Baldwin Fiber is a network service provider and not an internet service provider. We operate and own a completely open access network. Currently, we have 6 internet service providers, which we have master service level agreements with. These internet service providers is Bromberg, AfriHost, Cool Ideas, Home Connect, and Axis, and Vox Telecoms. So our clients are free to choose with any of these ISPs to contract with. We purely, from Bourne Fiber side, own the fiber infrastructure.
Okay. Can any other ISP that's interested in providing services over your network approach you and also become a partner, or are you limiting it to those ISPs for now?
So from the principles of open access, we believe we are truly open access. Any ISPs which are willing to join our network are free to do so.
Okay.
So provided that the numbers work for them.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And what sort of, I know it's very early days, but I presume you've developed various plans that are going to be available on the fiber. Can you maybe take us through what sort of speeds you're going to be offering clients?
So we're currently offering synchronous 10, 20, 50, and 100 megabit per second lines. And that's what we're keeping it for now. So completely all our ISPs, most of them are providing uncapped, unshaped services. Some of them are capping the services as well. But those are the speeds that we're currently offering. We're hoping to expand 250, 200 megabit per second line in the future. But that remains a plan which we intend going forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where do you think the demand is going to come from? What sort of connectivity speeds do you think homeowners are going to be looking for generally?
Currently between a 20 and 50 megabit line mm-hmm. per second line. So I think that's a sweet spot for consumers. And also in our developments, the young community which operates in Bourne developments, I think it's the right market. Also, Bourne developments, the apartments range from 599 to 1799. That's the perfect middle income bracket market, LSM, in terms of LSM. So we believe that our fiber services and data services, which our ISP is going to provide, it's the right market to be able to afford those services.
Do you need a certain attach rate? Do you need a certain percentage of all the people within a complex to sign up for this to make financial sense? Or what does that number look like? Is it quite low, or do you need like 50% to sign up?
So I think especially from a board of directors of Bourne Properties perspective, we started this business to provide the best quality of service to the Bourne clients. If we make money, I think well done. But our clients and providing them a good service, I think that's key. So we, from a Bourne Fiber perspective, we are going to install in all Bourne estates going forward. I don't really think we can say, okay, the take-up's not really good, we're not going to install yet.
Mm.
So we're currently forecasting a 70% take-up in all our developments. Yeah, currently. We do have a margin of safety, which we employ. So the business is protected from downside risk. And yeah, it's, you know, also Bourne Fiber forms part of the Bourne Properties Group. Low overheads, healthy margins. We all house within the Bourne Properties head offices. You know, it's not a separate business which we need to get a separate office, separate admin staff. So we're leveraging quite heavily off the Bourne Properties resources, mm-hmm. which assists the business. So it also provides us with a competitive edge in terms of we can maintain, it allows us to maintain those low overheads which we can hand over to the clients and provide them with a cheaper service.
Right. And in terms of the skills that you need, I mean, this is a telecommunications business, very different set of skills to what you'd see in a property business. Do you... are you able to build that up from scratch just by hiring the right technical people to help you with the rollout? Or do you need to maybe consider buying a small company to help you with those sort of skills?
So currently we have an operations director in Bourne Fiber. He's been installing fiber infrastructure over the last 10 years. So there is quite a lot of technical experience within the business. We also obtained assistance of a small company called, or I'd rather say small, but company called Echo,
mm-hmm.
and which is managing all our technical as well and assisting us from a data center, from a telco perspective.
Okay.
To help to assist us in managing our VLAN configurations, managing our core switch at telco. We have presence currently at telco Johannesburg, Cape Town, and we're moving into Durban as well.
Okay. I was going to ask about the backhaul that you've got in place. Now, you're only deploying at the moment at your first estate.
Yes.
Do you see the need as this rolls out to do some of your own backhaul, or is there enough backhaul from other providers like Dark Fiber Africa and all the others to allow you simply to hop onto those networks into the Teraco data centers?
So currently, from a business model perspective, we don't own or intend to own any backhaul infrastructure. Echo assists us through various network service providers to rent backhaul to Teraco. So currently we plan and we have already signed agreements to rent backhaul through Echo, through OpenServe, Liquid Telecoms, DFA, and various other service providers as well.
I'd imagine the areas that you're building in, there's a lot of fiber running past them anyway. So
It
probably doesn't make sense to look at running your own metropolitan fiber.
Yes. So from a business model perspective, we have presence in Teraco. We rent the backhaul to our site, and from the server room or meet me room on our site, we own all the fiber infrastructure, so all the telecommunication equipment in the meet me room and the entire development, we own the infrastructure.
Okay. Now you're rolling out fiber to all the homes, but the nature of Baldwin developments is that there are community areas and all that sort of thing. Do you intend to use the Wi-Fi that you're rolling out to also offer Wi-Fi services on the estates?
We currently provide Wi-Fi services in the lifestyle centres.
Mm-hmm.
Part of providing these lifestyle centres to clients is providing Wi-Fi. So as part of Baldwin Fiber, we'll be including Wi-Fi services in all lifestyle centres in all Baldwin developments going forward.
Okay. And that's free to access, isn't it? Or
we,
as an owner there, you can simply access
it. Yeah, it is free to access. There is a cap, so we'll provide a certain limit on the free usage, and thereafter you'll be required to purchase bundles as such in order to use the Wi-Fi services.
Now, out of interest, we've seen aggressive rollout of fiber by, there are probably 24 fiber to the home providers in the market at the moment. Just to get your views as a property development company, how important is it nowadays to be able to offer fiber to residential customers? What impact do you find offering fiber has on property values?
Fiber definitely adds significant value. I think in these communities and in these customers which we experience currently, fiber is more important than the basics of life. they would do anything to have fiber.
Right.
Yeah. There's such a high demand for good quality data service in South Africa from what we've seen.
So it's almost become non-negotiable. You've got to have electricity, water, and fiber.
Maybe not water, but you have to have fiber. Okay. And I think that's why we're doing this, to provide a good quality service to our clients.
Yeah.
And also from Baldwin Fiber, we have developments which we have a captioned audience. So we got 1,000 units which potentially could be our clients. So we don't have to compete in the open market with the other service providers.
I was going to ask, Telkom/OpenServe and Vumatel and all the other companies deploy fiber in your estate through your ducts, or does Baldwin Fiber have exclusivity over those deployments?
So in terms of the CASA law, we cannot provide any network service provider from entering the development.
Okay.
But having said that, we completely open access network. So from our perspective, it would not make any financial sense to install fiber infrastructure in a development which Baldwin Fiber owns infrastructure. It would make a lot more sense to become an ISP on the network, provided that it is completely open access.
Right. Yeah, right.
But by law, we're not allowed to prevent any of the network service providers access into the development.
So as long as you keep your costs to the end user or to the ISPs reasonable, then there's no reason that a competitor would come and deploy. But if theoretically speaking, your prices became a bit out of line with the rest of the market, then an OpenServe or a Vumatel could come in and deploy it, undercut you.
Definitely.
Okay.
And going back, our primary objective is to provide a good quality service to our clients. In all Bowen developments, we work hard in ensuring that levy is as low as possible, that utilities is as low as possible, and also the cost of the value-added services is as low as possible, including fiber. In our line rentals that we're charging the internet service providers, I believe we're still quite lower than the market, and this will allow the internet service providers to provide a cheaper offering to our residents.
Okay. Just lastly, Andre, you're going to be building expertise here in deploying last mile fiber. Do you have any plans to take Bulwyn Fiber's offering outside of Bulwyn properties? In other words, start to deploy your fiber infrastructure in areas into buildings, into homes, into estates that are not owned by Bulwyn?
I think from a short to medium term strategy, the strategy remains that Bulwyn Fiber will install only in Bulwyn developments. But in terms of a long-term strategy, it may be so. So, you know, from a long-term perspective, it might be commercially viable to provide fiber installation infrastructure to commercial and residential developments around a Bowen estate. You know, we've got the infrastructure, we've got it there,
yeah.
We've got the backhaul. So to provide infrastructure to a neighboring estate or neighboring corporate office park may be feasible for us to do, but definitely from a short to medium term perspective, we are all focusing only primarily on Bowen estates.
But it may, in a few years' time,
yes.
That strategy might change.
Yes, could possibly be.
Great. Well, Andre Pillay is MD of Bulwyn Fiber. Thank you so much for talking to Tech Central today.
Thank you.